Will you walk the line like it's there to choose? Yeah, just forget the wins, it's the best to use. Won't you follow me into the jungle?
Good stuff. I love that song. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another week of Clever by Half. This is Hubert.
This is Joe.
This is Alex.
And we got a new guest tonight. And if you see here, we have our tried and true co-host, Joe. Ross not here because something like his birthday or something. So Joe said happy birthday, smacked him, and we haven't been able to wake him up. So Joe had to cover for him.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Tonight... reason I come up with this hard music right now is because we have a special guest you'd never guess.
With a hard background.
Yeah. And he mentioned his name. This is Alex. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Here on KHRA AM 1460. And reason I wanted to bring you on the show, I talked to you a little bit about that, was because of, one, your career choice, and two, how... we have such a juxtaposition of other things. You're not your stereotypical person. So people going, oh, what's he talking about? Get to the point already. So,
what hard background do you have, my friend?
Watch out. Dangerous. Jungle.
It's like hard back. I am a librarian.
Yeah. And a darn good one, too, from what I understand.
Oh, thank you.
So you actually... went to school. This wasn't something like, it wasn't a fallback. This is what your goal was.
Correct.
Yeah. And, but besides that, what intrigues me is that, you know, you think of a librarian as being bookish and a bow tie and, you know, all those kinds of things that you might think of. And you're definitely not one of those. And I want to spend the rest of the night talking about that and a whole bunch of other stuff that makes me think that you're a really cool little dude to hang out with. Before that, though, I haven't seen Joe or been in the studio with Joe for a long, long time.
When was the last time?
It's been too long.
We had major discussion.
We did. It was about...
stuff.
Yep.
And we got a lot done.
We did.
About things.
A lot more than we would with that other co-host.
Who I love and adore, by the way.
Stop kissing, bud.
Okay.
He's not going to get you anything.
Okay. Right. It did get me food from him.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. But what have you been up to? I know there's a lot that's changed in your life since the last time. I sound like a man, bro.
Way to start off with that song, buddy.
Okay, back on you, man. So what have you been up to since a couple months ago?
A couple months ago, I've watched a lot more movies.
Right.
Mainly what's been exciting me lately is the release of a couple of Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. Mm-hmm. Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, as well as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm.
Alex, what did you think about those? Or especially Guardians. Let's go Guardians.
We're
not at that portion yet.
Go ahead, Alex.
I loved it.
Going into Guardians, I had really high expectations, and it met all of them. It's the best way I can describe it.
So what else you been up to, Joe?
Oh, okay. So it's all about me then.
No, just for the first few minutes, getting reacquainted, letting our listeners, because they have asked about you. Like, when's Joe coming back? Seriously. People have wanted to know what you've been up to.
Why?
I know, yeah. Nothing exciting in my life right now.
Really?
Okay, basically at any minute I might have to leave the studio. My wife may be giving birth any moment now.
Yeah, just, you know, nothing too major.
I'm glad she doesn't listen to this yet.
I'm going to give her a copy.
My daughter might, though.
So, yeah, we might have to cut the show to get Joe down to Kapi'olani. Yeah, and make sure that his new baby is...
So,
yes.
I'm having a boy.
Yes.
And as I already touched upon with Alex, I am a comic book fan.
Why'd you touch Alex?
Upon.
Oh, okay.
I kind of spider-crawled my way up on him.
Oh, wow, okay.
That kind of touched. But with being a comic book fan, my wife allowed me to name my son, first name, Jor-El.
Spell it, please.
Is
it
J-O-R, like capital J, lowercase O-R, hyphen, capital E, lowercase L.
That's
And for those that know, there's a lot of giddiness going on right now. But for those who don't, if you have been a fan of Superman or more recently, the Man of Steel, Russell Crowe's character in that movie played Jor-El. And that is actually Superman's dad. So that was not the true inspiration for the name, but we're definitely going with that.
What was your inspiration for the name then? It was just because it was cool?
No, it's mostly because so far I have two kids.
Right.
Before the year has ended, I will have a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old. And now a newborn.
Wow.
But both of them start with J-O, so I just wanted to continue that tradition.
Okay. And what better name?
Than Jor-El.
Yep.
So I have, if we had four kids, so far I'm on my third. If we had four kids, one boy with J-O-R, one girl with J-O-R. And if I had the other two, one girl with J-O-S, one boy with J-O-S. Mm. So I'm fulfilling 3/4 of that right now.
Not bad. Okay. And a new addition besides baby is doggy. Correct.
Oh, yes. I have a dog. Mm. So continuing in the veins of the Superman kick, my wife is all up about that too. She really loves it. We just recently adopted a dog and decided to name him Crypto.
I had to clap at that one.
And in fact, I didn't know what to name him. I was going to continue with his current name, which is Makana. But my wife kept telling me, like, what is Superman's dog's name? Krypton? Krypton? I was like, Crypto? She goes, that's his name. I was like, hands up in the air.
That's why I married you.
Yep.
Love you.
That's why I continue to stay with you.
Wow.
Now you're just really glad your wife doesn't watch the show. Listen to it.
Not many people do watch it. You just... Because they can't.
I'll watch it. For all eight of you out there, thank you very much.
Tonight, you mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy. That's actually going to be our soundtrack. Besides the first song, we're going to be playing songs from Guardians of the Galaxy. Two songs have already been requested by our listeners out there. We got Cherry Bomb and what's the other song? I Can't Stop This Feeling. What's that?
Hold.
Yeah, Hooked on a Feeling. That's
Hooked
the other
on a Feeling.
One. And then the other one. We have another one?
Pina Colada?
You want that one? I thought you wanted the other one.
Oh, Go All the Way?
Our listeners want.
We have a request for either Pina Colada or Go All the Way. If anybody wants to text into the studio
contact. Anybody have a request? I'll take the number one request from listeners out there. Text me right now or hit me up on Facebook.
And Ross doesn't count.
Yeah, Ross, he hasn't even texted yet. I'm kind of hurt. I thought he'd be listening. Oh, I'm going to listen tonight.
That's true.
Well, I guess when you're in a coma, it's hard.
It's kind of good because Hubert normally gets distracted easily, so that's good.
I'm not distracted. What are we talking
about? No squirrels tonight.
Squirrels? So we're going to take a quick break. Thank you guys again for coming in, and thank you everybody for listening. We got a couple bills to pay. Pay. And I think I'm going to start off with Cherry Bomb right after this. So... don't leave your seat or your bed.
Or your headphones.
Oh, I'm great at this, aren't I? So, but we'll be right back. Thank you again for listening to KHRA AM 1460. And here we go.
Beauty Touch provides Charm Zone, Koreana, and Misha, the top Korean cosmetic brands in Hawaii.
Find the most titles in K-drama DVDs and K-pop CDs, plus a variety of Korean celebrity merchandise.
Beauty Touch is located in four locations: Keomoku Supermarket,
Waimalu Palama,
Waipahu Don Quixote,
and Kaheka Don Quixote.
For more information, call 943-1183.
That's
943-1183. Aloha! For over 35 years, Haleakala Solar is the leading solar energy system in Hawaii.
Thriving on customer satisfaction, Haleakala Solar has a highly trained, full-time service crew.
They'll make sure your installation is done effectively and efficiently for your solar system to run 25 years and beyond.
Are you ready to go solar?
For a free quote, call 643-8000.
Again, that's 643-8000.
Or visit HaleakalaSolar.com for more details.
Haleakala Solar is your one-stop shop for anything solar energy.
Hi, I'm David Ige. My family and I are so very grateful for the support and aloha we received from every corner of the state during this campaign. Now, we all need to help each other make our state the best it can be. As I've said from the beginning, we can move Hawaii forward together. Mahalo from my wife Dawn and my children, Lauren, Amy, and Matthew.
Paid for by David Ige for Governor, 1110 University Avenue, Honolulu, Hawaii 96816.
This was my daughter's recommendation. She wanted to hear this.
Yeah, I can
believe that.
Really? Yeah. She's cute. She like still has My Little Pony and no.
My Little Pony's pretty hard these days.
Yeah, I've seen right up there with Jungle.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That brings me back to Alex. So Alex, again, thank you for being on the show. Yeah. Reason I wanted you to come on, librarian, but also jujitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Also, pretty much, you know, the thing that I like about Alex is you could tell him, hey, feel like going skydiving this weekend. And he'd be like, wait, let me think about it. Hey, I'm not doing anything. Okay, let's do it. You know, he's that kind of guy. He's not really going to say no. If he's able to do it, he's going to do it. I mean, for example, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Illinois.
And then what brought you all the way out here to Hawaii?
I came out to Hawaii for graduate school at the university for library science.
Okay. And everything here has never said no to nothing, pretty much, unless you just don't have the time to do it.
Kind of, yeah, basically. Been open and trying a lot of new stuff since I've been out here.
Is that how the type of person you were before, or what kind of?
We decided to change that up when you got out here.
I think I did make a effort when I moved out here to kind of change myself in that regard. I was a little bit more timid, I think, when I was living back in Illinois. You mentioned skydiving, and I probably still wouldn't do that, but maybe. I'd give it a little bit more thought.
I was giving you just an hour. People are like, whoa, now, never mind.
Yeah, I just had to, you know, humble myself a little.
And on top of that, I mean, of course, a librarian is well-read. But you're well read not only with books but comics and video games and anything to do with pop culture.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
One of like the first lessons that like informal lessons that I received in library school was from a professor telling us on the first day of class basically was everything you do from here on out, whether it's go see a movie, read something in the newspaper, browse something online, you know, listen to new music, all of that's going to help in your profession in some manner.
Really?
Just having that information, like being that knowledgeable in various capacities is going to help. So, you know, nothing's a waste. Take everything that you can. Do every experience that you can.
Nice.
That is nice.
Yeah. So what made this a passion? What made this, you know, the goal that you ended up actually attaining to become a librarian? Where was that focus from?
Well, that's interesting, actually. I graduated undergraduate school. Okay. Or undergraduate.
Your undergraduate graduate school?
My undergraduate graduated school. I graduated from that at Illinois Wesleyan University, which is a small school in the middle of Illinois.
So if you undergraduated, are you an underachiever?
I graduated from undergraduate.
Okay, I got it.
I know you can. You're smart. You'll figure it out.
But take away the
time. Don't give him that much credit.
I'm trying. I'm just helping him out here. This is his show. Not
Why
mine.
Do I have a remainder?
I don't know. Anyway, graduated in 2010 with a history degree and didn't really know what I wanted to do after that.
Okay.
Moved home, very idle, just living with my dad at the time, and just didn't really do anything, just kind of like lazed around the house, did some stuff, kind of like organized my stuff, that was about it. In the fall of that year, fall of 2010, I started working at the local university in their library, right underneath the head librarian, kind of like figuring out. Because he asked my dad, you know, if I was looking for something to do. If that's something I might be interested in. And I did that for about 4 months, give or take. And I really, really fell in love with, like, that world and what he did. I got to see a lot of the administrative side from him. And I got to see a lot of, like, the involvement. Or, like, just being on the, like, the library floor and kind of, like, doing all of that, like, organizational stuff. Being in the collections, like, receiving new materials, that kind of thing. And it was just very, very interesting to me. And I was doing this for free. I was doing it volunteer. And so at about December of that year, I left the school because they went on break. And I left working at the school and I started working as a construction worker, building like houses and stuff like that. For
that is totally a left turn that I didn't see coming. I was like, this is really starting to... So you like the administrative side? Maybe I chose the... And then now construction. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. At the same time, though... I began applying to graduate schools for library science. You don't need an undergraduate degree in library science. Basically, you can kind of come from any department. But mine being history was actually pretty well in like the same ballpark almost in
this
a way.
This one's a keeper.
Kind of. Yeah, basically. So worked construction up until about August of 2011. But during that time, I had applied to two schools. One being the University of Hawaii, and one being Simmons College in Boston. Got accepted to both, basically flipped a coin and said, you know what, Hawaii
Why
sounds great.
Why did you even have to flip a coin?
Well, because
what does Boston have?
Exactly.
Oh, wait, he's a history major. It is just full of history.
It is full of history. Boston has a lot of great culture.
What do we have? What kind of history do we have?
You guys have, out here, it's really great history as well. I mean, it's fantastic, and I've learned a lot more since I've been out here. But I mainly came out here to avoid winter.
Good. See, that's what most people do.
Yeah. That was
that's historical big, in itself right there.
Big deciding factor.
Like Illinois, Boston, kind of the same weather going on there.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, come here. Where did I want to go with this? So, construction, you just kind of glossed over that. Because I know you can basically build a house if you want to.
Yeah. I'd say for the most part. I'd say probably the one thing I can't do as well would be like...
Electrical?
I can do kind of guess my way through electrical stuff, you know, make sure it's off before I touch anything. Plumbing, I don't know a lick about. I don't know anything about plumbing. So if I had to, like, build a house, I'd just hire a plumber.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Yeah. Electrical, probably hire an electrician as well, because I'd probably screw something up. But everything else, like framing, I really like carpentry. I really like working with wood and and basically just kind of building stuff out of that.
We'll go back over that. You just glossed over that, working with wood. We'll touch upon that in a little bit.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Wait a minute. Glossing over. I'm so lost.
touching upon.
Oh, like he did earlier. Okay. Brought you here to Hawaii. Now you're doing all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Staying in tune with everything. You're a gamer. You watch movies. Mm-hmm. We talked about Guardians of the Galaxy. So, favorite movie of the year?
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Top three.
Top three? Okay, that's a little bit easier.
It doesn't sound easier.
No, I know it does, but I'm just trying to like...
Top five.
Top three movies that came out this year.
How about... Yes, and Ross is woken up, and he's being a crybaby. He's like, say something about me. So, Ross, shut up. Was that a good shot?
Or we mentioned Ross, shot? I guess.
Yeah, I mentioned...
There you go.
What do you think?
Okay, sorry. So, top three?
Top three. Honestly, it's two of the ones that, Joe, what you mentioned earlier with Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain America the Winter Soldier were both two really, really good movies for me this year. Really, really gratifying. And really, really good movies that stand on their own, even outside of being like a superhero movie, a Marvel movie, which I always like. Probably the third one that I liked the most was the Planet of the Apes movie that came out, or Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
So we're going to see tomorrow.
I mean, watch it, no, it was Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Rise. That was one that came out this year.
No,
sorry.
Dawn.
Dawn.
Was it Dawn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess it makes sense. Rise and Dawn. Yeah.
So yeah. Hubert said he's going to watch this movie.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
You want to bet?
Yeah. I'll bet you...
Lunch.
Okay. Ruth Chris.
Mm-hmm. We can look at the menu.
Ah, come on.
The lunch menu.
I'm watching it tomorrow. Kids, you have to go to sleep early because I know you're listening right now. If you don't go to sleep early, I'm not playing your song. How about that? See? Now I'm going.
Text me.
Bam.
So I'm going to see that movie because I hear everybody say the same thing. And I got to say, Winter Soldier, awesome.
Yeah, what's your top three, man?
Right now?
Well, consider you only seen two movies this year. No.
Guardians and Winter Soldier. About it.
That dad life.
Well, I also saw Expendables 3 last night.
Oh.
Awesome. I know a lot of people are hating on it. A lot of people are like, oh, this is bad. This is, you know.
I would watch it.
Yes. Remember what it is. It's the Expendables. It's not supposed to
take
have
a seriously.
Really big plot. Mm-hmm. It's just all your favorite action heroes ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
And then some. Put into a movie.
Yeah.
And they get to do what they do best. Why are you going to be upset at that? And this one has Antonio Banderas. Hilarious. Best role I've seen him in a long time.
Better than Puss in Boots?
Ooh.
Better than Puss in Boots. Wow. But there is... you know how they reference their characters.
Yes.
So,
yes. Be aware for that.
Wait a minute. Amara says she sees us. Okay. But... but, yeah. Antonio Banderas... If you ever had a fan fiction fantasy of saying Jack Ryan and Han Solo mixed in the same movie, what would it be like? Go watch the movie. Wow. It's awesome.
Joe, what's your top?
Isn't Han Solo in the movie?
Jack Ryan. What's the Clear and Present Danger and all those other movies?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the character he played there, right? For like how many movies?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Han Solo.
And so, Indiana Jones.
And Indiana... Did he do that one?
Are you serious? Oh, this is who he references.
Yeah, because you got Harrison Ford up in this. So he got to reference his characters.
Absolutely.
Who else? Wesley Snipes. They reference real life for him. That was awesome.
So they reference, like, his money problems?
Right at the beginning.
Wow.
It was awesome.
So you're just ruining it for us.
Fantastic.
No, because even when you hear it, you're going to love it. I love it. Promise.
What are you doing over there, Hubert?
I am...
My eyes are over here.
I'm sorry.
And my eyes are over here.
I'm not cockeyed. Wow. Huh? Wait.
What's your favorite top three movies, Joe?
Yes, I would love to hear that,
hey,
Joe.
Thanks, guys. Mine goes to five.
That's fair.
But yes, Guardians as well as Winter Soldier, those are the two given. It wasn't until we had that dialogue on Facebook that Dawn came into play for me as well.
Mm.
I forgot about that one. But another one for me was Edge of Tomorrow. Tom Cruise's Edge of Tomorrow.
Really wanted to see that. I didn't see it in theaters. I kind of regret it.
Oh, yeah. That was a great...
My last one.
Fine.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Oh, that was a good movie. It was a good movie.
Oh, man. Why didn't I see that? Is that still in theaters?
No.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
I just bought the other day. I've been searching for two 3D movies, Blu-ray 3D movies, and they finally re-released How to Train Your Dragon, the first one, in 3D. Snatched it.
I love that movie.
So do I. The second one is for the wife. Step Up 3D.
Sure, yeah.
But Step Up 3D, according to many critics, as much as the choreography is great, storyline not so great, the best 3D movie out there.
Really?
Because of all the pop, the 3D pop.
Are you kidding me?
No, not at all.
Better than Avatar?
Better than Avatar.
What?
In many regards, for just the 3D aspect of it.
Okay.
Pretty intense.
You were going to say something when I was talking about Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes. One of the best movies, not only because it's a great movie, but you get to the theater. That's when you, me, and the boys went out to go watch the movie. And you get there, pay for your ticket, and they hand you a book.
Yep.
And it's Edge of Tomorrow. And I'm just, what? This is awesome. At first, I was complaining because we had to see it in IMAX. And I'm like, it's so expensive. Just, this makes up for it. What? It's a $9 book. Oh, it's like I'm always seeing the movie for free.
We saw a $10 movie, right?
Yeah. So it was worth it. I was totally stoked.
I actually bought the book. I haven't read it yet, but I bought the book. Because I saw it in Shirakia, the used bookstore.
Should have just watched the movie.
I could have just watched the movie. But I got the book. Book is All You Need Is All You Need Is Kill.
All You Need Is Kill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, what are you into now? We talked a little bit about movies. What are your other interests? Let's talk about jiu-jitsu. Are you going to keep that up?
Yeah, I am going to keep that up. Nice. I don't think we mentioned why that would break, or why that would stop.
Well, because
you're moving.
I am moving.
Yeah,
and that's all he had to go on.
Yeah,
he's had his fill of Hawaii, and he's got to go take care of stuff at home. But yeah, so I know there's schools all over the place now.
There are, and I think I'm going to try to continue it. It's just the idea of like the setup that we have. The school that we all attend, or that we all have attended. Hubert, I haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, I was there the last 2 weeks.
And I wasn't there. That's completely fair. I'm just messing with you. That school, we have that kind of dynamic. I really, really respond to that, and I really, really like that.
That was awesome.
I hope I can find like a school similar to that in like the Chicago area, which hopefully I can. Because if I can, then I'll immediately jump
gravitate
on it
and,
get to it.
Maybe he has our coach has some recommendations for you.
He and I have talked about that a little bit, and so he's listed off a few names, and we'll look into it. Yeah, I'm gonna look into it. Hopefully I can get into school over there and keep continuing.
Did you hear so we have guys at our current class that of course can handle their own, and then we have additional bullies. Who goes by the name of Hubert?
So it's 8:30.
He's a big bully.
I'm not a bully. You know what? Gravity has a lot to do with things, and it's not my 8:30. We'll talk about. We will address this. We will address it, sir.
He broke two fingers.
I didn't break any.
You broke somebody's fingers?
No.
He had to teach him how to press Y so they could heal themselves.
I saw that video.
It was the ground, and all I did was have him meet the ground, and it was not broken. See, such an exaggeration. It was dislocated, and there were just two fingers, and he popped them right back in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm a bully now. It's mean. It's not even close.
When somebody looks at you dead in the eye before he's about to do a move and wink at you before he executes, that's bully.
All right, man. We're going to be right back. Thank you guys again for listening to AM1460 KHRA. This is Clever by Half.
And
you have the better half of Clever by Half, Joe. Tonight, we'll be right back. Thank you guys.
With me in the studio today is Ted Gonzalez, owner of Pacific Diamond and Swiss Watch Exchange.
Ted, looks like gold is on the rise again. A great time to sell my unused jewelry or diamonds. Ted, I hear all gold buyers claim to pay the highest price. How can I guarantee I get the most money for my items at Pacific Diamond and Swiss Watch Exchange?
I have four good reasons. First and foremost, by dealing with the family-owned business, our reputation means everything to us. Ask your family and friends where they sold their gold and diamonds. Number two, we will beat any of our competitors' price. And number three, we pay cash on the spot. And number four, check us out on Yelp and see what our customers have to say.
Ted, that sounds reassuring.
We are Hawaii's number one gold and diamond buyers.
Pacific Diamond and Swiss Watch Exchange, Hawaii's diamond experts and Hawaii's only gem cutter, located Mauka side of Kapiolani between Sheridan Street and Keomoku. Call 943-1000. That's 943-1000. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka,
ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling. And I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Me. Are we back on?
I'm not hooked on that feeling no more.
That was seamless.
That was great. I am a professional. We fired our last producer. His name was Bob. He kept messing up on this board thing. So, sorry, Bob.
Wherever you are.
He's doing other things now. I think he's with Ross. Okay. Ross, I think he's out with Royden and Tomoko, his girlfriend. Hi, Tomoko. She's too nice for him. She's a sweet girl.
She is a sweetheart, man.
Yeah. He met her today. She's like really nice. I'm like, what kind of drugs is he dropping in her drink to make her
consistently
hang out? Yeah. Because like, she's nice. She's pretty. I don't understand.
Just all these things.
She's good to him. It's weird.
This is what happens when Ross is not here. Hubert just takes rib shots all day long.
I can speak freely. That's what I can do. He stifles me. You know what I mean?
He holds you back.
He holds me back. This is the real comedy.
Yeah. I feel like he's holding us back right now.
Wait, what?
What?
All right, fine then. We'll talk about your little games here. So, we did talk about jiu-jitsu and hopefully finding another school. Are you interested in striking and stuff too, like MMA?
A bit, yeah. I mean, it's... I think with jiu-jitsu, what I've just seen is there's a lot more... There's a bit more thought behind it. At least just what I've seen, there's like a bit more strategy and thought behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with striking, it's kind of more in the moment.
Right.
Like you kind of go... You can kind of have like a game plan and stuff, but striking seems to be more kind of like a flow of as you go. And I think I'm more, much more, my mind is much more suited to a jiu-jitsu style.
Like a steel trap.
Yeah. Kind of like counterplay and that kind of stuff. Which, I mean, you definitely have that in striking, and I'm not to discount any kind of striking game because there's definitely
boxing,
all kinds of counterplay.
The sweet science.
I would definitely like to do more boxing. I think the times that we've done that at our school
mm-hmm.
has been very, very fun. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So we're going to see you out there, future UFC.
Good Lord. If that happens, so, you're all getting tickets, and I'm flying
George
out
the Animal
places.
Steel.
Awesome. That would be great. We say, Alex the Librarian Carlson.
Can I get, like,
hardcover.
Clever by a Half on my shorts, like a sponsor?
Yes, please. Okay. That would be awesome.
Got it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, do we have to pay to be your sponsor?
Nah.
Wait a minute.
Nah. I just need to be interviewed.
I think Alex the Hardcover.
The Hardcover? It's pretty good, actually.
No paperbacks.
No paperbacks.
That should be your move.
No paperbacks.
I think we're going outside of the realm of MMA and going into pro wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is fine. That would be great.
So let's talk about... I had the most interesting conversation with you the other day about... And I want to talk to everybody. Everybody should know this. This is important. What's up with Mr. Dewey? In the Dewey Decimal System, and because you gave me some insight that I never even thought about.
Which insight would that be? Would you mean like my opinions of Dewey?
Yeah,
or like
yeah,
what
yeah.
he like what he did and what I kind of think. Like I'm not alone in kind of like what I think what he did. Kind of like what led to the current state of librarianship as
yeah.
a whole.
Yeah, okay. For that
for
and
that.
How he was a dirty old man.
He's dirty.
Dirty
old man.
Dewey coming there, down the street.
There's some debate about whether he was or was not a dirty old man, but I think if you deny the fact that he was a dirty old man, I mean, you kind of have to have some blinders on to see what he did, you know.
I got to read. So who read? That's funny. The guy that created our library catalog system, you know, you're like, oh, he must be, again, bookish and thinking of, I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But womanizer and... We need girls, not men, doing these
He wasn't
books.
Really bookish. I mean, he was very smart.
Yeah.
And he was bookish in the way that he was well-read
okay.
and intelligent and all that. But he was kind of known to be kind of handsome. And
really
pretty charming.
Go Dewey.
Yeah. One of the things that was kind of like one of his big
Dewey
criticisms.
Dewey Cheatham and Howe.
I don't know. What?
That's a lawyer company.
All right. Oh, cool. I had no idea. One of the things that he's kind of criticized for was... often staffing his libraries with young, attractive female librarians.
Because, tell me, before he came in and started bringing in the chickies, mm-hmm. it was a male-dominated business, right?
Entirely male-dominated. Mm-hmm. There were no female librarians before Dewey. Yeah. Dewey was the first one to have female library students
so
in a library school.
He kept them in there, and they just stayed in there.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in this day and age... This is the current librarian status that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm.
Kind of a lot of people attribute that to him, for good or for bad, that the librarian role became very female-dominated in the decades to come. After that, it just kind of became almost a standard to be a woman in the library profession.
And they stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in, you can't get out.
You can get out, but, I mean...
You got to be jumped out. Yeah, blood in, blood out, man.
Basically, yeah. It's the first rule of librarianship. You don't talk about librarianship.
Are you going to be okay after this interview?
I have to, like, duck out soon. Is there a back entrance to here?
Just wait. Yes.
Just roll around and pick me up in your minivan.
Is it blood in, blood out, or is it book in, book out?
It's
bookends.
Well, I mean, you're allowed, typically, like, a library, out like, what, 10 checkouts? So you get, like, 10 books in. Like, something like that.
Oh, man. Okay, cool.
So what do you plan on doing with this, bro? With your librarianship?
Well, for the past probably about eight or nine months, except for the summer and before that. So since about last fall, I was a librarian at Cal Elementary, working with about K through six.
Oh,
kids.
Noise. Oh, that's awesome.
And I really, really liked that. And so I think what I'm aiming to do now is, well, for starters, in a lot of, to be a school librarian in a lot of schools, public schools specifically, you have to have a teaching certification, which I don't have. I kind of got this gig at the Cajal Elementary because I knew the librarian there. Hmm. I basically, my official status on like the pay records was part-time teacher, but I was only a librarian. All I did was library stuff. And a little bit of tech work on the side. But what I would like to do is work with kids in like a public library for as basically a children's librarian, just working with either like, a lot of times that branches out into not only like children, like K through six, but also like into high school, into teens and stuff like that. And
kids, yeah. Story time.
Yeah, I did a lot of that.
Now it's nap time. Come here, rear neck kids. Yay!
Just combine both. And we're going to go to sleep. Go to sleep. Yeah. So I think the goal right now for me is to get a job as a children's librarian working with kids.
That's cool, man.
Well, with that in mind, I have nowhere to go. I got all, if you can see, I got all straightened up in my seat here, ready to say something important. And no. Do you see yourself being able to, I don't know, like we've talked about you being a librarian and doing some, you know, extracurriculars, and of course anybody should, right? But at the same time, you know, talking to you on another tangent, you could be like, people could say, oh, he plays a lot of video games. So to have the time to do what you do, your passion for your career, and be able to do jiu-jitsu and then also have game time, yeah, that's a pretty full life.
Yeah.
So what? Segue on to games. What's the games of the year?
This is why I don't like you, Alex.
What do you mean?
You remind me of what I want to be.
The fact that I don't have a family. And...
He's in a dream state right now.
Got that baby coming.
Don't ruin this moment, bro.
All right, no problem. Games of the year. Let me think. Well, it's been a pretty big game year so far. I mean, we have like the next gen consoles that are out, like PlayStation 4 and the
Which
Xbox
One.
I have both.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Both as in Nintendo, Wii U, and what else?
PS4 and Xbox One. I have all three, actually.
So
3DS XL.
Yep.
PS Vita Slim?
No, I don't have a Vita Slim.
Okay.
I feel like I don't have the need for that one yet, even though I'm really jealous of somebody with theirs. Maybe even somebody in this room. Biggest games of the year?
Yeah.
Is it? There's a lot of games coming out this year.
Okay, well, but that you've played.
That I've played?
Right.
Probably my favorite game of the year would be a game that was rebooted kind of in a way this year. Kind of, it's almost like a sequel in a way, and that was the new Wolfenstein game. Wolfenstein came out in, like, the early 90s, I believe. I remember playing it on the Super Nintendo. A lot of people played it on the PC back in the day. And they rebooted it this year, came out for just about everything, I think. And it was a lot of fun.
I heard.
Like, people often criticize, like, shooting-type games for not having too much story. And this one, that's, like, it had all the tight shooting elements. And then just tons of story. Really, really cool.
Okay. So, everybody, in what system?
I played that one on the PlayStation 4.
Is it on every system, though?
I'm pretty sure it's on just about every system.
Cool. I don't know about Wii U, but yes.
I think it might be on everything.
A little more hardcore gaming systems.
PS3 and 360 it was on, and then Xbox One and PS4 it was on, and then also PC.
So, what game are you looking forward to this year? Is there any coming out? I know there's one for me.
What's the one for you?
As limited as a gamer as I am nowadays because of this thing called responsibilities.
And children.
Responsibilities.
Just have the kid take a nap on your lap. And
that's what kills your Peter Pan, man. Responsibilities.
Basically just Peter Pan, avoiding my Wendy.
Oh, my gosh. But, become a lost boy. Stay a lost boy.
Sweet Rufio.
But Arkham Knight.
Oh.
I am looking forward to that.
Oh, my man.
Mm. Batman, the last, supposed last in the Batman quadruple or quadrility, right?
Quadrility, basically. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the word.
This is the one with the car, right?
This is the one with the car. That should be the tagline. Like, Batman Arkham Knight, colon, this is the one with the car.
Nice. Okay. Well, it's time, once again, to go and pay some bills. We'll come back, and I have actually one more segment that I wanted to talk about. One more question. You know, we talked about Game of the Year, Movie of the Year, and now we got the important one.
Book also, of the Year. And Q.
Womp, womp.
Oh, is that it? I didn't know that was it.
Well, thank you, guys. We'll be right back.
Time comes. Time goes. But the Hawaiian Sea is forever. Always beautiful. Often overwhelming. Like our lives, unpredictable. But we've learned the value of trust in each other, of confidence. Your trust, our promise. Dongbu Insurance.
Hawaii goes to Korea. 안녕하세요, friends. My name is Angie Park.
And I'm David Lim, your host of Discover Digest Korea.
Now get ready for a year-long adventure to Korea, discovering must-see locations, digesting must-eat dishes, culture, and pretty much anything that's cool. It's the joyful, colorful, and eventful Korea.
So watch Discover Digest on K5, the home team, Channel 5, Digital Channel 85, and HD Channel 1005.
Fun begins every Friday from 7 p.m. and Sundays at 5:30 p.m. Discover Digest is also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And also check out discoverdigest.com for our show highlights as well as tour packages to Korea. So here we go, friends, right here on Discover Digest. Aloha and
안녕.
Hey.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, this is Clever by Half. You got me, Hubert, and...
Joe.
Yes.
And Alex.
Yeah, and you got a great show tonight. Talking about choices in life and making great choices. I actually love this guy.
Yes, me too.
Good guy all around, and I like what he's doing. It's inspiring. So, you can still have fun and do fun stuff. Yeah, and do something that actually I think librarians are a necessary part of our society.
Thank you.
Yes, by far. What else was I going to say? But before we get back into questions and the interview, just want to say you got us tonight, Clever by Half. I want to give you our local lineup, our live local lineup, starting 8 o'clock every night till 9 o'clock. You got us, Clever by Half, and then on Tuesdays we have Soul Sparkle. Did I say it right? Soul Sparkle? Yes, Soul Sparkle.
Yes.
with Lindsay and JC. And on Wednesday, you got Trending Topic Radio with Stuttering Stan and Hella Guapo. Then we have H&L Radio starting on Thursdays. Hopefully you guys saw them or listened to them last week. And then closing the show, or closing the week, we have the Godfather, the Don, David Lim, coming back with Live 1.5 Generation. So 8 to 9. Don't forget to check out his show, too, on K5, Discover Digest, Fridays and Sundays. So tune in. We got a full lineup and back to questions, man. So as... Joe spoiled.
I prepped.
That's the whole point. You want to catch him in thought.
Knock, knock.
No, I'm not playing.
Knock, knock.
I'm not here. It's...
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Don't
Rita.
Rita who?
Read a lot of good books.
All right.
Okay, one more.
Dad jokes.
What did one math book say to the other math book? Do you want to hear my problems?
Oh, my God.
Okay, and on to you, buddy.
Okay, with that, did that give you enough time to prep and think about some of your favorite books all time?
Not just all time?
Yeah, all time.
Oh, good Lord. There's a library jokes category, apparently. Well, wow. That is a difficult question. Absolutely. Right. I read a lot. I set a challenge for myself in 2012, and that was to read 100 books that year, mm-hmm. and I did.
Wow.
Wait. Chapter books?
Chapter books.
Okay.
Not chapter comics. Books.
Not comics, not magazine comics. Articles.
It counted for graphic novels, so I read a good number of graphic novels, too. But those can get, you know, kind of long.
Yes, they can.
I read a lot of books, and right. I have a lot of favorite series of books. One of my favorites is, I know, one of my favorite series is Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. That whole entire series, which I would encourage everyone to read. I mean, I have a symbol tattooed on my arm from that series.
The whole quite a lot.
Another book series that I really, really like is this series about a... Now that I'm saying it, I'm already laughing at myself. It's about a wizard detective in Chicago called The Dresden Files.
I love that. That's a great series. Yeah. Good, yes.
They just had a new book that came out this May. Did you know that?
No.
The most recent book came out this May. It's very, very good.
How many books is in the series so far?
14?
Wow.
It's a long series.
You can
read it for a while. You can read it for a while.
Have you watched the TV show?
I did. I like the TV show.
I love the TV show. They canceled it too soon.
They did, but it's how it is. So I really like that. One of my most favorite authors, which he's been around for a while, is Brandon Sanderson. He's the guy that finished the Wheel of Time series, if you know that.
Ooh.
You told me about that.
Yep. He's very, very he writes very, very well. He writes also very, very fast. You can read his books really quickly. He wrote a young adult novel, came out last year, called Steelheart. Very, very good. If you're interested in young adult literature at all, I would really recommend that one.
Okay.
But I would recommend it even if you just like good books. It's just a good book.
What was a book series that he did, though? The one you
he
told me
did,
about?
He finished the Wheel of Time series mm-hmm. for Robert Jordan, after Robert Jordan passed away. And he also has his own series, which I am now blanking on the name. But he's a very, very talented writer. Very, very good.
Cool. So would it be safe to say that your genre that you like is fantasy then?
I would say probably that along with, and they kind of get grouped together often, that and sci-fi. Probably my all-time favorite book of all time, which is
Ender's Game.
Redundant. No, actually not. It's Dune by Frank Herbert. That one is like, it's probably what I can remember the earliest is like the first like big book that I read, because it was one that my dad recommended to me, and that book holds such a special place in my heart.
Hmm.
Like I will reread that book like sometimes a couple times a year.
Really? Mm-hmm. I have to read, because I watched that movie when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. Didn't understand.
The one with Sting?
I guess so. I was just like, I don't get this.
Sting's the best.
Yeah, I got to revisit this.
The book is fantastic. It'll fill in a lot of like the movie. I really like the movie, and I really like the miniseries that came out. Mm-hmm. I just really like them because I really, really love that world.
Okay, really?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I really, really, really love it.
Really? Oh, man.
My goodness. All
right.
Yep.
Okay, we got a few minutes, and do you have any shout-outs or want to say anything to anybody out there in Radio Land? Podcast Land?
To Podcast Land. Mm-hmm. Hi, Mom and Dad.
Yay! Okay. And you'll see them soon.
Yeah, I'm going to see them soon.
Hmm.
Also, we have our tally, our final tally from our request line. And out of the 47,000 people that responded, I counted quick.
12.
1,200.
Technically 1.
1,200 people that texted and called and messaged me. And also, you know what? The other 40,000 that I felt your aura, they chose Go All The Way. So we're going to close out with that song. Joe, you want to say anything to anybody?
Oh, yeah. Assuming if she's listening, congrats, honey.
What?
Art. Or soon to be congrats.
Oh, I'm just like, wait. Did you need to cancel like 10 minutes ago?
Wait. No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Everybody get in the car. Show's over. Bye.
And Ross, writing, shut up. And Tomoko, I wish you luck for the rest of the evening. And anyways, no, I love you guys. See you later. And here we go. We go play song for you. Okay, good night.